Rural Focus.
Well, an urgent meeting has been convened by around several organisations to gather some intelligence on current dry season challenges facing WA farmers and seek solutions. Now, the meeting will be held this upcoming Wednesday at the Yawnup Hall. And to speak more on the dry season urgent meeting for farmers, I did chat on the program this morning with Bevan Eates. Bev, hello there to you.
Good morning, Troy, and good morning, listeners.
So this urgent meeting has been convened, mate, by around several organisations. What's the latest on this meeting that you can tell us that's going to be held in Yawnup at the Yawnup Hall this Wednesday?
Yeah, so the Lower South West Zone Division of WA Farmers have done a really good job of pulling this together in such a short time. So they're basically obviously really concerned basically where we're sitting with this drought crisis that's hitting the southwest. You know, we've been impacted. Everyone knows in the area where we had a short spring, you know, we had 3 degree days, which basically halved the hay production for the region. You know, most farmers you talk to are down 30 to 50%. Mm. That put on by the fact that we've then had bugger all rainfall since October. You know, myself personally, we've only had 4 mil of rain from October through till now. And, you know, the reality is we're running out of food and we're running out of water, and there's going to be some severe animal welfare issues because obviously then we've got a market that's not exactly flying, so you'll be able to offload your stock because who's going to buy, and if they're not up to weight, then the abattoirs aren't interested. So, yeah, it's creating a perfect storm at the moment.
The farmers are hurting out there, mate.
Yeah,
not just farmers, but horticulturalists and everything else, pretty much,
mate. Everywhere. You know, I've heard a couple of instances of farmers not having enough water to finish their crops off. It's the worst I've ever seen it down here. I'm talking to some old farmers. They reckon they've never seen it like this either. So, you know, the Michael Campbell and Jane Phillips and Tony Pratico have done an excellent job of pulling this meeting together in short time. And so they're going to start at 6:30 a.m., which is an early start, on Wednesday at the Yawnup Hall.
Okay.
And then they'll basically, the meeting will start at 7:30. And, yeah, they just want to get everyone there to try and gather as much information they can. There'll be some forms for everyone to fill out that'll be anonymous about their situation on feed and water, and, you know, also trying to get a good handle on the capacity of the horticultural dams for this season, because if we don't get a good wet winter, it's going to impact on what crops are grown for next season as well.
Will the Agriculture Minister, will she be making her way there on Wednesday, mate? Do you know?
I know the guys have sent out invitations, and I think they're still waiting on RSVP, so hopefully there'll be some representation there.
Let's hope the Minister will show her face there on Wednesday after the Cook government over the weekend. Bev announced it will establish a 2024 dry season task force. Can I get your thoughts on this?
Well, I think that's welcome news, because it definitely needs investigating, but we also just don't need a task force. We need action. You know, the cost of freight, trying to cart water around, trying to get feed now, because it's such shortage, you've got to go further and further. So let's just hopefully they do it in a timely manner, and that they're into action before the real crisis really starts to bite.
And what's the feedback been like so far to attend the dry season meeting there on Wednesday, mate?
Look, I think they'll get, you know, around 200 plus. You know, been really good. We're still spreading the word. Details on the final speakers will be released later today.
Okay.
We'll send that out through all the industry groups again, and then just ask anyone impacted to come along, or tell anyone else that's also having some issues just to come along, and we need a good showing so that we can get some good support from the government.
The number to get in contact there, 0493 894 779. 0493 894 779. For catering and logistics, please text your full name and your region. So they'll hopefully come from near and far, mate.
Yep, hopefully. And, you know, obviously, if you can't make it, then obviously let them know, and they'll keep you informed of what's happening and what the next steps are.
Mate, we might even try and get a hold of you Wednesday after this meeting, mate, and see how things went.
Yep, no worries. And one further point I'm going to make is I'm a former chair of the West Australian Water Users Coalition.
Oh, okay.
Still involved.
Still involved? All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Bev, thanks for your time this morning, mate. Hopefully you get a few there on Wednesday.
No worries. And thanks for your time, Troy. It's greatly appreciated.